WTAW News Time is 7:04. It's 33 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnam and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Later today, local politicians and A&M officials will announce the next step in the expansion of Kyle Field.
The system office sent an email stating in part there will be an important update on the Kyle Field redevelopment project. Though scheduled to attend include A&M System Chancellor John Sharp, A&M President Bowen Lofton, College Station Mayor Nancy Berry, Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters, and the Board Chairman of the Bryan College Station Convention and Visitors Bureau, Hunter Goodwin. Talks have been going on for several months about the funding formula for the more than $400 million project. System officials said last September they requested $38 million from the Twin Cities and County. Last month, Sharp said the 12th Man Foundation is in charge of generating $100 million for naming rights, and the rest of the project will be funded by bonds that will be paid off by stadium revenue. At the time, the chancellor also said Kyle Field construction taking place in phases, being suspended to play home football games, remain likely but not finalized. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The days of spending $10,000 to run a computer line at A&M should be coming to an end. Chancellor John Sharp, addressing the Faculty Senate this week, introduced the system employee in charge of outsourcing by having him share the number to his personal cell phone.
And Philip Sexton gave you his cell phone number. Philip, what's your cell phone number? Unfortunately for you, Philip, I'm serious. What's your cell phone number?
Are you really?
This is going to hurt. BR549. No. 832.
Philip Ray explained what has happened during the transition to outsourcing.
We found out that in some of the transition, they were picking up some older data in their pricing models and just some we actually had some employee errors, but not throwing anyone on the bus.
Sharp says the company that received the outsourcing contract that is saving $260 million in College Station is in line to work at 11 other campuses to generate an additional $92 million in savings for the system. The College Station School Board wants the legislature to do something that won't cost the state any money, but will make life better for everyone in the public education system. Board member Jeff Harris was among those calling to let the school year start 5 days sooner.
Balanced semesters, which is important when you think about a one-semester class in particular. Having finals before Christmas, being able to have ongoing staff development at reasonable times and for a reasonable duration. Allowing us to coordinate the end of our school with local colleges and universities programs so that our students can take advantage of some of the summer programs that are available.
Last night's comments came as the board approved next year's calendar, which received district-wide support by a margin of nearly 2-1. An atta girl goes out to a Bryan woman who's been called so many times by a scammer that she's filed a police report reporting phone harassment.
She was told she won some money, but she needed to pay to get her earnings. Well, she's refused to do that, but they keep bothering her, and so she's brought that to our attention and has filed a harassment case. So we'll start looking into that and hopefully tracking back that number.
Officer Kelly McEthan says you can report phone scam attempts to police and the Federal Communications Commission. Yesterday's cold and wet weather delayed the installation of new speed limit signs in Brazos County, and today's might push it back a bit as well. TxDOT reports once conditions improve, signs increasing speeds to 75 miles per hour will go up along Highway 6, beginning at Benchley, then south through the Twin Cities to the Grimes County line, then back north. Then similar signage will be installed along Highway 47, and after that, Highway 21 from the Brazos River to the west Bryan city limits. A Central Texas lawmaker says he'd like to see improvements made in the Texas education system, including making sure students aren't lost in the shuffle.
State Representative Mark Strama, whose district includes part of Travis County, is a member of the House Public Education Committee. He says part of the problem in Texas is getting kids to the classroom.
And I think that we've got to find ways to reach kids who are tuning out the education system by the time they reach middle school in many cases.
Strama says something also has to be done to expand instruction and make sure kids don't lose ground during the summer. He says that's especially true of students who attend low-income schools. In Austin, Perry Watson, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 33 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Well, this weather we've been having with the cold and the wind is an ideal time for you to check those windows. You probably know now, if you didn't before, which windows are doing their jobs and which ones they aren't. Folks at Intercon can make sure that all of your windows are energy efficient, either repairing the windows that you have or replacing them with vinyl windows that are just plain more energy efficient. And by the way, if you're going to be building or remodeling, then remember that windows are an important part of that remodeling project. You call on experts in other areas of that redo or that build, windows should be the same. So call a local company. Intercon. Windows is what they do. 823-3639. Let them come on out, give you an estimate. There's never any high pressure. They'll let you know what it'll cost to either repair and or replace those windows, and then they'll leave you alone because there's no high pressure. They have a good product, fair price, hundreds of satisfied customers. If you need to do it in stages to fit your budget, they'll work with you on that as well. So give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values.
Small business entrepreneurs are the backbone of the American economy. They all need one important thing, capital. And Spirit of Texas Bank is the number one Texas-owned bank for small business production with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas-owned, Texas-proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
High pressure slides our way. That will have the tendency to get cloudiness out of the region and allow for some improving weather conditions across the area. I do expect some sunshine to develop today. Highs are probably going to be 50 to 55. It'll be clear. Chilly tonight down at 30 to 35. Mostly sunny during the day tomorrow, highs near 55. Tomorrow night clear, a low of 35. During the day Friday, it'll be sunny, and highs will be 50 to 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. The U.S. Basketball Writers Association has named Elston Turner the Oscar Robertson winner. We'll tell you more about that coming up. Also, more updates on Lance Armstrong. I know which is Scott's favorite.
Oh, it's my favorite, sure.
And they've started to pick coaches now that have been let go and are coming back to the NFL as the coaching carousel starts to slow down a little.
Yeah. Do they ever hire any new people? Any new people ever go into professional football coaching? I mean, it's usually just the same guys who move around.
Occasionally, but this one's a little interesting because one of the choices is for the Montreal Alouettes.
Oh!
And you don't hear that very often.
He's going to be really excited to know he has an extra down. Yeah, that'll be fun. Okay.
And a smaller end zone.
Yeah, that too. So there you go. I want to mention this again. We mentioned it yesterday, but it was late in the show, and I think it could be helpful. It's maybe the bestest phone app ever. It's called Chore Monster. New York Post reports this new app will help you get your kids to do household chores.
I took a look at it. It's kind of cool.
Chore Master makes jobs like feeding the dog or picking up toys seem fun by turning it into a game. Children are even awarded points when each chore is completed. Parents then redeem the points by giving their children rewards like allowance or a gift card. So yeah, you going to use that? Got any possibilities there?
I may.
Yeah?
I'm going to use it on my cats.
Yeah, actually, probably won't work.
I just found the coolest one, and it's from the schools.
Okay.
And they tie in. It's an app that I just downloaded yesterday, and it gives my daughter her spelling test.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's tied in to the school, so the words they're working on, and instead of playing hangman, they play hangmouse as ways to teach them.
Okay.
But it was I just was blown away by, well, I'll pull this app down and see what it looks like.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Man, the hangman, that's pretty insensitive. I'm surprised.
It's hang mouse.
But even so, you're hanging. What Where are those mice huggers? You know, why aren't they out there defending the rights of mice?
It's the mouse trying to steal the cheese from the cat.
Oh.
Well, that's unfair to cats.
Ah, see? Ah, this is getting... It's not
felinically appropriate.
This is fraught with disaster. I like the idea of them being able to get the test, though. And I guess from your standpoint, they can't use the old, I left my spelling list at school.
Oh, absolutely. That on top of the fact that kids love playing with technology.
Oh, sure.
So, you know, we went over the spelling words and then here, practice it on this. I'm going to go finish dinner.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and then you come back and...
She can hold it up and it tells me what she did. She got 100%. I'm like, okay, we're done studying then. If she didn't, we'd have done it again.
Wow.
It's really cool.
All right. Well, and the other thing, there's that reward thing going on right there, right? Take care of your business, and then you can do what you want to do.
Absolutely. I'll let you eat.
So we got this. Yeah. Yes. He's kidding, folks.
Yeah, don't send me letters.
So anyhow, if I said somebody from College Station did something really cool yesterday in New York City, you'd think Johnny Football once again. But it wasn't this time. I mean, Johnny Football did plenty of fun things in New York City. But in fact, it was this kid from A&M Consolidated who won the Siemens Corporation $100,000scholarship, Kenshin Shi, who's a senior at A&M Consolidated. He missed his classes yesterday so that he could ring the New York Stock Exchange closing bell. I think that is really cool. He's 17 years old, and we did the story on him and robotics and all that sort of stuff, and winning that award from Siemens is neat, and he was there with some kids from a high school in New Jersey as well who split a $100,000 reward award from the Siemens folks for a project that they did as well.
I can't even pronounce what he did.
Oh, I know, and he tries to explain it in a way that he understands that it's us, okay? The algorithm he developed is called the Lazy Toggle Probabilistic Roadmap Method.
Brown.
Yeah. It's a combination of two previously computed algorithms into a more efficient one that eliminates steps used in other formulas. Again,
he didn't make a slinky work when he was that old.
I know. He probably doesn't watch some of the same television shows we do. I'm betting he hadn't seen Buck Wild.
No,
I'm just saying.
Probably not.
You know, anyhow.
Probably not.
Good for him. I'm glad he got a chance to ring the bell. All right, your reigning Miss America for 2013 would be Mallory Hagan. She will proudly wear clothes with a Made in Canada label. This is causing a little bit of a dust up here. Yeah. Women's Wear Daily says she'll only wear stuff from this Canadian guy named Joseph Libkoff. Just love his work. Right. For her public appearances because they were a pageant sponsor along with Catalina Swimwear. When asked if she was bothered about the conflict of Miss America not wearing clothes made in America, she said, it shouldn't matter where the clothes are coming from because the Miss America mission is more than broadening education and empowering women. She says that because Ribkoff is a Canadian company, then it will expand Miss America's international reach.
Well, the fact is, Canada is in America.
Yeah, but it's not Miss North America, it's Miss America.
Miss United States of America. Why don't they say the full title then?
I can see that people could get a little bit annoyed about that.
That wrinkles me up a little bit.
So, and again, I didn't know that there was an international reach to Miss America. Because I don't think that she goes to grocery store ribbon cuttings in Sweden, you know, if she's Miss America, at least not while she's the reigning Miss America.
Well, they do have pageants all over the place.
Well, they do that. So here you go, a little scandal in the British Isles where health officials have found horse DNA in some beef burgers.
Oh, no.
Being sold
in UK
and Irish supermarkets. Yeah, no kidding. How'd that get in there? Grocers have removed the implicated burgers, and an investigation is underway. But one official said there is no clear explanation at this time.
Really? Because I can tell you how it happened.
For the presence of horse DNA in products emanating from meat plants that do not use horse meat. Well, yeah, you're right.
Somebody that didn't graduate from the big school went, that looks like a cow.
Oh, man.
Go fetch that nut. That's big.
This is not good. Yeah, I don't know how you...
I'm wondering is who tipped him off or how did they, like, discover...
Yeah.
What made him decide to just start testing hamburger meat?
Don't we all test the DNA in our burgers? Yeah, there had to be a deep throat in this deal.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody had to say, you might want to check on thus and so and see how that works.
Hey, Bob, you ain't going to believe this, but guess what I did yesterday?
All right, so now Facebook has unveiled this new search tool they did yesterday. A lot of techies quite excited about this. Mark Zuckerberg, you know who he is. They made a movie about him. Says it's not your typical web search. This thing is called Graph Search. It will focus on people and photos and places and interests. It looks like a big deal, said one tech analyst, with the potential to change business models on online dating, job searches, and such. Yelp, Craigslist, and, of course, Google are surely taking notice. Here's an example. It would be, let's say that you're a single person. It's a Saturday night in the not-too-distant future. You walk into a crowded bar. At first glance, you don't recognize anybody, so you pull out your phone and you log on to your Facebook app.
That's how to meet people.
Yep. I was going to say, it sounds like a joke.
Well, exactly. Well, you tap in the little query, show me the single, you know, men or women who are in this bar who like Mozart or watch Community on television, are part of a network defined as friends of my Facebook friends. And if you're lucky, then it may spit back a few profiles for you, and suddenly there's somebody who you have something in common with. Can you imagine now the new opening lines?
Oh my gosh. You could just walk around and, you know, meet people
them. That's socially awkward.
Stalking them online.
No, then you're liable to get rejected. You can't be rejected anymore. Didn't you know that?
Wow.
You can't do that. You can't have anything difficult happen in your life anymore. Your cell phone has to do that for you. Your app has to do that for you. So I don't know if that's good or scary. I mean,
I think it's a little scary.
Well, I understand that. I could certainly agree with you. Now, none of this works unless you and your friends and their friends are clicking the like on everything. Theoretically, I guess you could find a dentist in this, or you could find a plumber. I don't think it's for that purpose, however. Hey, has anybody got a new cobbler that they've been using? I need to get some shoes resold.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. But anyhow, that's there you go.
They're invasive.
Yeah, they're pretty excited about that, though. They think that's a neat idea.
Okay.
Not exactly sure where we'll go. But you'll be hearing a lot more about that in the next few days, I'm sure. I mean, it's like, here's the other example that they used. Let's say you want to have, let's say that today you want to go trail running, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Because we were all thinking about
that
just the other day. But your wildlife survival class taught you never to run the trail alone. So what do? With the new search engine, you can instantly use your computer to search for anybody on Earth who likes trail running.
Because they might not try to take advantage of you in a...
No, not at all, because you're all trail runners.
You're
all trail runners. All right, anyway, it's 7:22. All right, the web up in arms yesterday, pointing fingers at Google Street View. Did you hear about this? Apparently a dead donkey somewhere in Botswana. The image had been shared around the web for the last couple of days. Some speculate that the Google camera car took out the donkey. Yeah, it's a donkey now. Come on. It's in the middle of the street or road. Anyway, Australia's News Limited says it was told by Google the donkey was already lying down and then subsequently got up and wandered off. Google says it takes the safety of donkeys very seriously.
Oh, my God.
See, the donkey huggers are out there, too. You got to be careful now.
Christmas.
UK's The Register convinced that Google is telling the truth and that the donkey was merely enjoying something that we all do. That's take a dust nap every once in a while.
Sure.
Yeah. We just like to lay down in the dirt. It's always fun to do. But, I mean, again, can't really say that the car is going to run over the donkey and not know it. Or what, it stopped to make sure that the donkey got off the road, right?
One would think it just brushing against a donkey would do some damage to a car.
Might notice it. You just might notice
it. Because a 100-pound deer will flat wreck a car.
Hey, when was the last time we talked about the Iranian space program?
Not since I've been here.
Iranian space officials announced they will make...
There's valid as NASA.
That's right. They will make another attempt to launch a live monkey into space within the next month. They apparently failed in their 2011 effort to launch a live monkey into space. I don't know if the shot failed or if the monkey was dead when they put it in. It just says it failed. New reports out that the country at this time did not explain what went wrong, but they do plan to send a rhesus monkey into orbit. A successful mission this time around would help Iran's goal of sending a human into space by 2020. They got a to-do list. And then they want to put an astronaut on the moon by 2025. Okay, let's see. When did we do that? We did that about 1970, is that right?
69.
So, yeah, so there you go.
Of course, we didn't have a gigantic revolution that tore apart our whole country.
Yeah, that's, and I'm sure their space program was just on the precipice, just right there on the edge of being able to move up to be like not NASA, and then that happened.
So trying to be what, like Kennedy?
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. They want to put a man on the moon by, excuse me, an astronaut on the moon, could be a female, by 2025. So look for that. See how that works out for you. Okay, so a pair of armed robbers in Converse, Texas, who received just 68 cents for their three victims, sentenced to lengthy stays in prison. One guy sentenced to 18 years in prison, another 20 years in prison. The two men aren't going to prison just for stealing 68 cents, obviously. Police said the men were armed with a 22 caliber rifle. Armed with a rifle when they robbed a Walmart employee of his pocket change.
Shot it in the air to scare him.
Yeah, and attempted to rob a woman nearby.
Same thing there.
Fired a round through her windshield, it said before drove off. Third victim was able to disarm one of the men, and the teen fled, but returned after circling the block and rammed the guy's car. So 18 years and 20 years.
For 68 cents.
Nice job. American Idol is about to start again. We don't have time to tell you about it now, but I know next half hour you'll want to know about that. 7:26.
Okay. Hi, I'm Josh Groban. One in six Americans don't know where their next meal will come from. These are our neighbors, friends, and coworkers. There's just no sugarcoating it. These people need our help. Visit feedingamerica.org/hunger. to find out how you can make a difference. I'm Josh Groban, and together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. Well, we're going to have pretty nice weather today because we've got sunshine, and it is going to warm up a little bit. It was just pretty inhospitable as far as the weather was concerned yesterday. So we'll have warming temperatures up into the 50s, down about 36 tonight. Probably do the same thing for tomorrow. We'll get up to, by the beginning of the weekend, into the middle 60s, and then it starts getting cooler toward Monday. Don't forget Monday's a door rattler, too. It's the celebration of Martin Luther King's birthday. So, anyhow, as far as that goes, no freezing temperatures that we need to worry about probably for the next 5 days or so. Right now, we have a chill factor of 28, humidity of 67%, winds are from the northwest at 9, and we have 35 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
For those of you old enough to remember the Jimmy Carter presidency, this news might produce a feeling of deja vu. The defense industry has already begun to feel the impact of the spending cuts imposed by Obama. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, who is not a Republican, not a conservative, warns that uncertainty over the defense budget has created a serious threat to national security. This comes as the Pentagon has announced it'll scale back defense contracts due to the massive budget cuts the defense sector faces. And the effects have begun. Retired General Lawrence Farrell, President, National Defense Industry Association, says that defense contractors are already moving out of the industry, looking for more stability. As a result, he says America's defense industry is losing good people, whom they likely won't get back. And with them goes the cutting-edge expertise. So just like during the Carter years and the Clinton years, the anti-military Democrat Party's whittling defense down, cutting, risking military superiority, which threatens, of course, long-term national security. Now, Carter lasted only one term. Then Reynaldus Magnus rebuilt a military. After Obama finishes two terms, we can't even imagine what it's going to take to fix this. We're spending so much more on every kind of welfare program, from food stamps to Obama phones. Meanwhile, The only real spending cuts are in America's defense. It's deja vu. Here they go again. Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? Was it the airport Wi-Fi connection last week? Maybe that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? An MSN Money story detailed how using Wi-Fi connections can invite identity thieves in through smartphones and laptops. We're potentially handing over everything and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit, take over my bank accounts. That's why I have LifeLock Ultimate, the only identity theft protection service that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy peace of mind with LifeLock Ultimate, folks. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush for details, or make the quick telephone call today and mention Rush and get a 10% discount. Call 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 33 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by locally owned Paramount Property Analysts, providing quality real estate appraisals and consultations for more than 20 years. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Texas Department of Transportation will wait until the risk passes of freezing precipitation before speed limits on Brazos County roads will be raised to 75 miles per hour. When the weather improves, TxDOT crews will start on Highway 6 from Benchley to the Grimes County line and back. After that, they'll work on Highway 47, then it'll be Highway 21 from the Brazos River to the West Bryan city limits. Bryan police say a local woman who isn't falling for a phone scam has filed a harassment complaint after the same person has called multiple times.
And it does happen from time to time. They try to put the pressure on, hoping that you'll give, but just stay strong. And then she made that report with us, too, and I'm not sure, but the phone company might be able to help her out now that she's made that report.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the scammer keeps telling the woman she's won cash, but in order to claim the prize, she has to pay a fee. The next step in the more than $400 million expansion of Kyle Field will be announced this afternoon.
Those attending what the system office describes only as an important update includes Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters, College Station Mayor Nancy Berry, and Convention and Visitors Bureau Chairman Hunter Goodwin. A consultant hired by the CVB and Chamber reported if home football games are moved out of town, losses would include nearly 1,000 jobs, $21 million in payroll, and a reduction of property tax revenue of nearly $3 million. The local leaders are scheduled to join A&M President Bowen Lofton and Chancellor John Sharp at the Zone Club. It's been nearly 6 months since the A&M system asked local governments to contribute $38 million, and as recently as last month, Sharp said keeping home games at Kyle Field remain likely, but not finalized. Chancellor also said at the time the 12th Man Foundation was in charge of raising $100 million for naming rights, and the rest would be funded by bonds that would be paid off at stadium revenue. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You've heard of the military buying toilets for $1,000 each. On the A&M campus, Chancellor John Sharp told the Faculty Senate this week he's heard from professors charged $10,000 for running a computer line and $600 to hang a door. But Sharp says those are two of only five complaints he's heard since the start of outsourcing.
Somebody said there's a rumor that maintenance functions may be returned to TMU operations. That's BS.
I don't know where that came from.
Sharp says the problems he's been told about were resolved quickly.
Hopefully, those kinds of things won't happen again. But when they do, don't take them at face value, as you might have in the past. Just complain to somebody and let them go back and run it through the channels. It won't take 10 minutes to do it.
Those attending the faculty senate meeting were given the cell phone number of the system employee overseeing the outsourcing contract. Students in the College Station School District who take state mandated end of course exams won't have those results count as part of their final grades. School Board President Valerie Yokin says the exemption option passed last night was important to keep local control.
We all agree assessment is important, but to be told that it has to be 25% of a student's grade when we don't have clarity on how that information is going to be tested to the students.
The board also set next year's calendar, with Jeff Harris calling on the legislature to allow earlier starts to balance the length of semesters.
Let us have flexibility, even a week, on when we start, and we might be able to improve education in the state without costing them a dime.
The board picked the calendar recommended by almost two-thirds of district patrons. And 78 Texas school districts were not in compliance with Texas school safety standards shortly following the tragedy at the Newtown, Connecticut Elementary School. Now, all but three are up to par.
What this really shows is school districts in the state of Texas worked very quickly to rectify these issues that they had. If they weren't in compliance, they made sure that they were.
Jerry Strickland with the Texas Attorney General's Office says standards demanded that every 3 years, districts conduct a safety audit, practice a safety plan, and put it in place, and get back with the Texas School Safety Center. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 33 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Property Tax Consultants. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25 plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
I'm Dave Ferguson with Mack Bolton Steel here in Bryan, and I stopped smoking with hypnosis. No, not the parlor trick where you bark like a dog, but the real clinical deal with Robin Roberts. I told her I'd heard no matter the method, you had to really want to quit, and I'd tried many times over the years, but after 30 years, and with the rising cost and cancer and heart disease in my family, I should at least try. December 19th, 2012 will be 2.5 years since I last smoked. It paid for itself in the first month, and I've made $4,000 since. Call her at 739-7143. She can really help you help yourself.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:37. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
High pressure slides our way. That will have the tendency to get cloudiness out of the region and allow for some improving weather conditions across the area. I do expect some sunshine to develop today. Highs are probably going to be 50 to 55. It'll be clear, chilly tonight down to 30 to 35. Mostly sunny during the day tomorrow. Highs near 55. Tomorrow night clear, a low of 35. During the day Friday, it'll be sunny and highs will be 50 to 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
He held himself up to be a superb human being. And of course, we're finding out that it's absolutely not the case at all.
That was Christine Brennan from the USA Today sports section talking about Lance Armstrong. We've got some great news concerning a lot of Aggies that are all chosen in some form or fashion as getting some award for like the last week. It's been an amazing time here in Aggieland. We'll get all that for you here at about 7:50.
All right, there you go. Bill Flores joins us this morning from D.C. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Good to be on with News Talk 1620 with you and Kat and Kevin.
You bet. And listen, how's the weather up there, by the way?
Oh, it's pretty yucky. It's kind of like it was down there when I left. Actually, when I got here, it was 20 degrees warmer than it was when I left Texas on Monday.
Well, anyway, yeah, well, we're getting back to that Texas weather that we like, certainly. All right, today, right about 11 o'clock, the president is going to sit down and in kind of an unusual setting, I think, with a bunch of children who have written letters to him about their concerns on the gun situation and lay out some directives. Apparently, almost 20 different things that they have as far as talking points are concerned. What do you know in advance of that that you can share with us as to what the president might touch on?
Well, at this point, Scott, I'm not aware of what the president is going to roll out. And so there are a lot of people that are talking about the New York bill, and they're giving some credit to President Obama about that. But I want to wait and see what he actually talks about. I am disappointed in the way he's going to do this by using children so that he can make a political statement. If he's going to do things like that, I'd like to have him talk about 334,000 children were killed by abortionist tools back in 2011, but he's not going to do that.
Well, and also, there's a discussion. I think Axelrod has an institute in Chicago, University of Chicago, and they're going to discuss gun violence, but they're not going to talk. They're going to talk about Sandy Hook. They're not going to talk about how Chicago has really, they've become the murder capital of the United States. And again, they have pretty strict handgun regulations.
There. Right. You and I have talked about it. Their gun regulations are so strict that they've been found to be unconstitutional in Illinois. And yet they're killing each other at a rate that far exceeds any other part of the United States.
Let's kind of, Bill Flores joining us from D.C. this morning. Let's take a minute to kind of delve into the gun question, because obviously, as a state, Texas is already making noise over in Austin that they're not going to put up with anything that would change the gun regulations that we have now. Are there any situations that exist right now that you, Bill Flores, as one member of Congress, don't necessarily feel comfortable about?
Well, the things I don't feel comfortable about are any types of bans on high-capacity magazines, bans on assault weapons, any kind of restrictions on the ability to buy ammunition, things like that. I believe that those run afoul of our Second Amendment rights.
Okay, let me play devil's advocate. I don't need 14 shots to bring down a deer. Why do I need to have a high-capacity magazine?
Well, if you go shoot feral hogs, you need a high-capacity magazine. So back at you, boy.
Okay, that's fine. And that's what I need to hear, some give and take, because obviously within your congressional district, within the entire state, there are going to be people who are all over this issue. And again, it's very, very complicated.
Oh, it is complicated. But look, what we need to do, Scott, here's where we need to spend our time. Is what is it? We need to look at the precursors. What is it that causes somebody to pick up a gun and point it at somebody else and pull the trigger? What is it that causes somebody to pick up a knife and stab somebody? What is it that causes somebody to pick up a hammer and hit somebody? I mean, there are more people killed with hammers last year than there were with assault weapons.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what we need to look at the precursors. I mean, what are the mental issues behind them? What have they been doing for the last few weeks before that caused them to want to do that? What kinds of drugs, either prescription or otherwise, are they using? Those are the things we need to look at, and I'm fine with looking at those things. I mean, I think maybe we need to look at background checks a little bit more aggressively than we have in the past. But as far as the physical gun ownership, it's going to be pretty hard to get me to go along with anything to restrict that.
I think there's some common sense things having to do with shared databases, obviously, between states and federal. That would make sense. Now, yesterday, one of the things that, and I don't know if this is in a proposal, but your thoughts about the Center for Disease Control and Prevention taking on the task of possibly looking into gun safety. Now, this gives that organization an opportunity, it seems, to grow if it works, and I don't know that I'm for growth in government, but is there an area of responsibility where the federal government does need to get involved when it comes to that area of gun safety?
Well, I mean, we have the resources to do more research on the mental health issue, or the precursor issues, I would call it, that what is it that causes somebody to pick that gun up and point it at somebody to pull the trigger. Now, that is something where the Center for Disease Control can probably be helpful. And that's not gun safety. That's more of a violence prevention study. And, because if somebody's killed with a weapon, with a knife or a bullet, they're still dead.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to go into what is it that causes one person to try to kill another person.
Now, let's shift gears, because, again, we'll be able to talk about it, obviously, a lot more, and it will be discussed a lot more, and after the president has fleshed out what his stand is, then you can respond to that. Let's talk about what happened yesterday, because there was more Hurricane Sandy money that was allocated by the House, but in fact, an amendment that you put forth took some money out of there. What was that amendment about that the House did pass?
Well, I'll try to quickly go through this, but you and I have talked about the president's ocean zoning executive order in the past that he signed in 2009. We have asked him repeatedly how he's funding that effort, because he has dozens of agencies and thousands of bureaucrats working on this. They've never provided any answers about how it's being funded. So never letting a good crisis go to waste, the White House decided to codify their funding formula or funding program in the Sandy Relief Bill for this ocean zoning initiative. We found it in the bill, and we issued an amendment to cut it back out, to zero it out. So hopefully this, you know, my amendment passed. It was one of the few amendments to restrict the Sandy Relief Bill that did pass. And it, if the Sandy Relief Bill passes the Senate and signed by the president, we will have zeroed out this initiative.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. today. The House GOP retreat. This is a situation that starts today in Williamsburg, Virginia. The Republicans, a great number of them, leave the Capitol, go out and start talking about the plan. Now, I guess it would be a plan that where you need to address the debt ceiling, automatic spending cuts with sequestration, government funding that runs out at the end of March. These are all things that I guess you all are going to try to coalesce a plan out of this.
Well, I think I'd sort of back up out of the trees a little bit. Those are the tree issues we have to think about.
Okay.
But I think we need to back up and say, what is it that we're all about? I mean, how do we want to execute our constitutional vision for this country? And once we've agreed on what that construct is, then I think we need to determine how do we best communicate it. And then thirdly, how do we best execute it? And then when we get into the execution, that's where we talk about how do we deal with the continuing resolution, how do we deal with sequestration, and how do we deal with the debt ceiling. We had our first budget committee meeting yesterday, for instance, with Paul Ryan, and we talked about strategies for dealing with the debt ceiling.
Now, this is going to have to be raised. I mean, is that right? It's just it's going to happen.
Under any budget that you've seen published by anybody, including Republicans or Democrats, the debt ceiling has to go up. For a time. The key issue is, when do you turn the spending curve back down? And it will need to be raised, but the question is it a blank check increase like the president wants so he can continue going out there and accruing bills to be financed by our kids and grandkids? Or do you do it in a way that's responsible where you're changing programs that are fiscally out of control? And then through those reforms, you begin to bend that spending curve down sooner rather than later, and thereby get us on a path to a balanced budget and paying the debt off.
Now, folks can remember that back when Clinton was president, the government shut down, and the Republicans paid mightily for that in the next election cycle and maybe a couple after that. There still seems to – well, I would say that talk seems to be renewed, and it seems to be a larger group of people who might be comfortable with a government shutdown to get the point across. Where do you stand on that?
Well, last year I think we tried to play a little bit nicer because we had a presidential election coming up and we didn't want to take the political risk of having a government shutdown. I would put it this way to you, Scott, that the problem is so acute with $16 trillion in funded debt and another $100-plus trillion of unfunded obligations that I think we're right at in the fiscal crosshairs of a potential disaster. And so I think that we have to look at taking more aggressive measures, notwithstanding what the political ramifications may be, because it's just too important for the future of our kids and grandkids that we get our fiscal train back on the right tracks.
Let's go back to just one final thing when it comes to this GOP retreat, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
The mechanics of this, do they put you in a room and say, okay, what kind of ideas have you got, or does leadership say to you, this is what we've come up with?
Well, every one of them is a little bit different. This one from – I'm now part of the whip team, and I had a meeting with Kevin McCarthy, the whip, yesterday, and the way he described what it was going to be is that it's going to be predominantly listen only by the leadership. So we'll be in a room in a conference center. And we will lay out our ideas as far as the best way to deal with them. Now, of course, you're going to have 200-plus really strong-willed people that are going to lay out those. So sometimes it's hard to – first of all, you're never going to come up to a consensus for everybody. And the second thing is sometimes it's hard to lay out a vision that accomplishes everything. So we're going to have to get the greatest good – or accomplish the most that we can from that listening session and adopt the most good ideas that we can.
So when Bill Flores gets a chance to speak, you got a talking point or two you can share with us?
I've got several that predominantly, there, we've got to rein in. For instance, if you want to look at spending, we've got to start finding a way to get Medicare under control and also to deal with Social Security so that these programs take care of today's recipients as well as those tomorrow that are going to retire tomorrow, as well as for our kids and grandkids. And so, and there are ways to do that, and we've done that in the Path to Prosperity budgets. But now that we're another $20 trillion of unfunded obligations worse off than we were this time last year, we're going to have to get more aggressive. So I want to talk about that. But then there's another policy perspective, and that is the president's out there through his executive orders just beating the heck out of the Constitution. And we've got to start tying policy issues, or at least this is Bill Flores' view, we've got to start tying policy issues to increases in the debt ceiling, extensions of appropriations bills, and sequestration. We've got to start doing that.
He's kind of a numbers guy, folks. He's a CPA, in case you didn't know that, on top of being a congressman. Hey, well, we'll look forward to hearing what comes out of that. And I guess when do you think that there'll be some sort of a definition as to where this does go?
I would not expect to know much in the way of feedback until late next week, because, the next 3 days are going to be primarily dumping ideas out, and then leadership will have to go assimilate them, and then we'll spend some time talking about our messaging.
Yeah. That'll be interesting. The Republicans own the House, but the Democrats own the city. That's for sure. We'll talk to you next week then, okay, Bill?
All right, Scott. Good talk to you. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country and our military men and women that protect it.
All right, thanks a lot. Bill Flores, our congressman, joins us on Wednesdays when Congress is in session. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car's European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
Being unemployed is tough, especially if you don't have any savings or an emergency fund. How do you make ends meet? This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. The good people at Crown Financial Ministries have put together some common sense pointers for those who find themselves unemployed and struggling to pay the bills. First, you may need to switch to survival mode. Stop eating out. Cancel your cable TV and maybe even your internet. Consider downsizing to a less expensive car, even getting a smaller house or apartment. Some of these might sound like extreme measures, but it's better than racking up more debt on your credit card. Speaking of which, if you can't even make the minimum payments on your bills, Crown Financial suggests that you take the following steps. First, establish a budget and allocate the minimum payment to your creditors. Then send a copy of your budget to all your creditors with a letter explaining your lack of income. Humbly request that they reduce your interest rate or accept what you can afford to pay. Enclose a check to each creditor for the amount you have allocated on your budget. If they accept your proposal, pay that amount faithfully until it is totally paid. Do not use credit for any other purchase. This is especially important to avoid further debt. Taking these steps may be difficult, but they can help sustain you until you're gainfully employed once again. For more on surviving unemployment and other information to help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:54. The U.S. Basketball Writers Association has selected Texas A&M's Elston Turner as its Oscar Robertson National Player of the Week. That's on the heels of the ESPN.com National Player of the Week and the SEC Player of the Week. That's not all, though. Perez Hardy Jr. was selected as the SEC Men's Runner of the Week as a sprinter for the Aggies in the 60 and 200 meter dashes, he came within 1/100th of a second of setting the national mark early in the season. Texas A&M sophomore Ford McKinley was named SEC Men's Diver of the Week after sweeping the springboard diving events in Auburn last week. Former A&M putter Steve O'Neill, class of 1968 and All-American, will be inducted into the American Football Kicking Hall of Fame tomorrow in Augusta, Georgia. And A&M hockey hit the road and won 2 of 3 in Colorado, beating number 9 Denver and number 11 Colorado, bumping them up to number 12 in the Division II West by the American Collegiate Hockey Association. All in all, pretty decent week for Fighting Texas Aggie Athletics. Not a great week, however, if your name is Lance Armstrong.
He transcended sports. This is not just another athlete. This is a man who became an icon in the cancer community. He held himself up to be a superb human being. And, of course, we're finding out that it's absolutely not the case at all.
That was Christine Brennan, a USA Today sports columnist, on Armstrong's backlash. Now, the World Anti-Doping Agency wants Lance Armstrong to confess under oath in order to seek a reduction in his lifetime ban from sports for doping during his 7 Tour de France victories. Armstrong confessed to Oprah Winfrey on Monday. The interview will air tomorrow about his doping scandal from the tour in 1999 to 2005. With all that being said, the International Cycling Union says it wants Armstrong to testify before its Commission on Doping. And here's Oprah Winfrey on why she thinks that he decided to come clean now.
He was just ready. I think the velocity of everything that's come at him in the past several months, and particularly in the past several weeks, he was just ready.
The coaching carousel is starting to slow down a little bit in the NFL as teams start to make choices. So the Chicago Bears ended their search for a new head coach early Wednesday morning when they made the decision to bring aboard Montreal Alouettes coach Mark Trestman. A noted quarterbacks guru, Trestman has been out of the NFL for 8 years before his stint in the CFL that eventually led to his succeeding former Chicago coach Lovey Smith, who was fired on December 31st by the Bears for not making the playoffs yet again. And former Broncos offensive coordinator Mike McCoy is the new head coach for their AFC West rival, San Diego Chargers, as he replaces Norv Turner. In Major League Baseball, reliever Rafael Serrano and the Washington Nationals have reached an agreement pending a physical that will bring him $28 million over 2 years, which includes a $14 million deferred money payment. And the San Francisco catcher Buster Posey, Atlanta outfielder Jason Hayward, Boston outfielder Jacoby Ellsbury are among 133 players who have filed for salary arbitration. The Cubs pitcher Matt Garza and Giants outfielder Hunter Pence are among those who filed yesterday as well.
Jamal Crawford just looked over at Grant Hill, and Grant said, "You want it again?" He said, "Absolutely." We'll go to the hole. This time I'll do it again. Five straight buckets.
Those five straight buckets were all in the fourth quarter, and Jamal Crawford ended up with a season-high 30 points as the Clippers clipped the Houston Rockets 117-109 last night. That's your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust.
And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Rick Webb. Each day at Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide clients with insight, guidance, accuracy, and innovative accounting services. Let us put our 50-plus years of experience to work for you.
Trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600, 776-2600, or visit ingram-wallace.com.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's see what's good. Oh, Jason Bianski joins us in the next half hour as we begin getting started back talking to the mayors. You know, the original Die Hard was really a good movie.
Yeah, it was.
But a typical, you know, by the time they got to 3, it was pretty lame.
Yeah.
What year did it come out?
It'd been like 90?
1990, I think. 1988. Die Hard was 1988. 1990 was Die Hard 2, then Die Harder. 95, Die Hard with a Vengeance, and Live Free or Die Hard, and then the new one, which is A Good Day to Die Hard. So we're going
to
see.
Number one, Die Hard. Need to go on my to-watch list.
Well, Die Hard 1 is a pretty good movie. Pretty good movie. Again, it's one.